Iran was willing unconditionally to help. And like I said, this is only natural of Iran. And that gives us a wider perspective, of course, of what Iran believes throughout the region. Some people, true, both in the March 14th, but that is a minority within the March 14th. And I say that because members of the March 14th told me that. It's a minority who believe that this is part of Iran's way to have more hegemony in the region. But it is clear for many analysts that this is a new era.
All right, I'm going to have to stop you there. Thank you very much. Mariam Saleh in Beirut for us. You can see the Iranian president now at the Beirut International Airport walking down the ramp of the airplane that he has arrived in Lebanon on, being greeted by a number of Lebanese officials, on the top of them the parliament speaker, Nabih Berri. For a second, I saw the Iranian ambassador to Lebanon, Ghazanfar Rokhnabadi, also welcoming the Iranian presence. You can see the media presence there as well. The Iranian foreign minister, Manoohar Mottaki, right behind the president, standing on the ramp now. We saw a number of Iranian officials on the other plane, part of the Iranian president's delegation, have also arrived in Lebanon on a two-day state visit to the country of a little bit more than 4 million, his first state visit to the country in, since he was elected president by a landslide in 2005. As you can see again, the Iranian officials and the president arrived in Lebanon on two separate planes. They have just left their planes. They're on Lebanese soil now at the international airport in Beirut, being greeted by Lebanese officials, chiefly among them the parliament speaker, Nabih Berri, who has gone to the airport, as you can see, greeting the Iranian president along with his foreign minister and deputies and other government officials. The president is believed to be going to meet his Lebanese counterpart, Michel Suleiman, the Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri, as we earlier on heard our very own Ali Risk, who is there as well, tell us. He will also attend the Hezbollah-organized rally, it's believed, in Beirut. We perhaps can go back to Ali Risk at the airport. Ali, if you can hear me, tell us what the situation is like and what it is that you're seeing, seeing where you are.
As you can see here, the situation, the Iranian president now being greeted, the Iranian president now being greeted by the officials in Lebanon, by the Lebanese officials, members of parliament, and the parliament speaker. Also here, many of members of the Iranian community are here to welcome the Iranian president, who will go in now to have a seat to meet with the Lebanese foreign minister, we believe, and also to meet with Parliament Speaker Berri, a brief meeting before he heads towards the Baabda Palace, the presidential palace. And there, as you all know, as you heard, there will be a huge popular welcoming for him. Tens of thousands of people have gathered right outside the Beirut airport on the road from the airport to the presidential palace. Tens of thousands of people have gathered to greet the Iranian president. Posters, flags line the streets, and actually I can say this is the first time I see such support, such a show of the support for a head of state, and that is something which is extremely significant. He has of course, many people identify with President Ahmadinejad as a popular figure, a figure for the people, and this has largely contributed to this support, to this show of support for him. As I said, he might be making a speech on his way to Beirut's airport. Now we're trying to see if we can find images, if we can see some images for the Iranian president. Interesting to note as well that this visit has been monitored also outside or beyond Lebanon's borders. As you know, the United States and Israel, both these countries have expressed reservations regarding this agreement. And I think this is not just because of their usual enmity. If you can see right there, the Iranian president now with the Iranian ambassador to Beirut. As I was saying, it's here the Iranian president saluting the cameras, saluting the press. That's Parliament Speaker Birri, who is standing right behind him. So this visit, as I said, being looked at beyond Lebanon's borders, particularly by the US and Israel, not because of the usual enmity with Iran, but also because Iran is set to sign agreements and also has proposed military assistance to the Lebanese military. And what Israel and the US believe is that this will further spread or expand the axis of resistance and might tend to include Lebanon as a state, not just Hezbollah, but Lebanon as a state being part of the axis of resistance. So this is the regional repercussions of this visit. This is why the US and Israel are viewing it with this caution, due to the agreements to be signed and due to the influence it will have on Lebanon as a state. And it shows how Lebanon as a country has moved and made a lot of changes after it used to be called, during the Senora government, for example, one of George Bush's foreign achievements. So this is very much related to the regional transformation, which the Iranian president himself had spoken of when he said that the axis of resistance in the region now has the upper hand against the other bloc, the bloc which seems to identify or tends to identify more with the U.S. administration. So I think more important than the state from the internal situation, I think more important is to look at the regional significance and how this visit is viewed beyond Lebanon's borders, particularly in the U.S. and Israel.
Ali, no doubt Ahmadinejad is a popular president and his fame goes beyond this region. Since he became president, he has been captivating media around